Hello.
Yes, hi, my name is Ruth. I'm calling from Family First Care in regards to the home care services for John.
Hi, Ruth. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, am I speaking with Allison?
Yes, this is her.
Okay. I'm just calling back. I see that you had called into our agency looking for home care.
Yes.
Okay, that's great. So we can work on, getting you active and all set. So let me just explain to you how the intake process is going to work. Okay, so what we need before the case can start is that we need two things. So number one is that we need you and the other caregiver active with our agency, with all the paperwork. And the second thing is that we will need the authorization from the insurance company. Okay? So once we have these two things are done, we can actually start. You can start working and getting paid. Okay. Now, as for the paperwork, so I'm going to send you a text message. Is this your phone number to text you?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I'm just going to send you a quick text with all the requirements so we can go over together. Hold on. Okay, I just sent it to you. You can let me know if you got it.
Yep, I just got
Okay, sending now the second part. Okay.
it.
So as you see, there's a few links that you'll need to complete, like the application, direct deposit, all the forms that you need. Those are the links. Now, we will need a TB test. Did you get one done within the last year? Or no?
No.
No, okay.
No.
So you'll need to get one done. So you can either go to your doctor to get that done, or urgent care or anything, or if you want, we can help you schedule that.
Okay, we can go to our doctor and get it done.
Okay, how soon do you think that can be done?
I would say within the next week.
Within the next week.
Yeah,
Because if
yeah.
you want our assistance with scheduling and then covering the cost, they usually have appointments available like the next day.
We can, and you'll be able to have services come around, like for around here. We can go to somewhere
For what?
for to be tested. There's services around here that we can go to.
Yes, I believe there's something in your area. I mean, they have places all around. If you'd like, I can have Monica from HR contact you.
Yeah, that would be great.
Schedule that. Okay, great. So will you be scheduling for yourself and the other caregiver, or she should reach out to the other caregiver separately?
I can schedule for both.
You can schedule for both. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me just ask her when she thinks they would book. Okay, give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I just asked Monica. She's from HR. She said that she'll text you to see when you're available, to schedule it for you.
Perfect. That sounds great.
Okay. Now, for the next step, for IDs, which form of IDs do you have? You have a picture ID, social?
We have our driver's license and Social Security.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yep.
Okay, so you can, do you have that handy with you now?
I have mine handy. I do not have the other caregivers, but I can get his this afternoon.
Okay, sounds great. So can you just in the meantime send me a picture of your IDs? Just take
For
a picture
sure.
and reply to the text message.
Actually, let me see if I can get the other caregiver to send me his ID.
I mean, if not, you can always, you know, send it whenever.
Okay.
Yeah. But okay. I was just thinking we might as well get yours, you know, you have that with you.
Just oh, yeah, definitely.
Start.
Yeah. Okay, and then what is the number that I'm going to send this to?
So it's the number that I'm calling on. Do you want me to repeat it?
Oh, no, I should just be able to. Let me see. Actually, yeah, can you repeat it and I'll just add it
sure.
in?
Sure. That's 267.
Uh-huh.
551.
Uh-huh.
7426.
Okay. There's that. And then let me just go get my... It's the security card.
Perfect. I got your driver's license.
You did? Okay, great. Okay, and then okay, and then that is my Social Security card. Do you need the back of it?
No, the front should be fine.
Okay.
Let me make sure that I got it. Okay, got it. Perfect.
Okay, great. And then let me, I should be able to get the other caregiver, but if you can keep going.
Okay, sounds good, yes. Okay. So for the last thing that we need is that we need to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. It can be anything from expired ID, a bank statement, any bill, a letter, anything like that that has your name and then it's dated for 2 years ago with your Pennsylvania address.
Yeah. Let me get a bank statement. I think I have like my health bill or something like that. What year do you need it from?
So from 2023 is best. I mean,
2023.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do 2024.
It would need to be January. You know, up until now. So because
okay.
You get
yeah.
2 years.
Oh, I can do 2023. Okay, I have, this is like a insurance thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, let me know if that one works.
Is it not coming yet?
Okay.
Oh, okay, I just got it. Let me look at it.
Okay.
Okay, this should be perfect. It looks very good.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, okay. So in the meantime, you can work on the links that I sent you, and I'll have Monica again reach out to you for the TV. Okay?
Okay, perfect. So then all the links I need to just do, but as far as the IDs, when I have to do Mason's information, should I text this number as well?
So you can text to here as well. I will reach out to him too and, you know, give him all the information.
Okay.
Okay, and then send him the links as well. So, you know. But if you
okay,
have,
perfect.
If you get any documents from him, you can always just forward it to, you know, my text.
To your text. Problem. Okay, great. Sounds good.
Okay, amazing. We'll be in touch then. If you have any questions, just give me a call.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
You too. Bye, Ruth.